Carol service. Before we start, there will be some hot punch and mince pies after the service. So if you can, please do stay behind for that. During the singing, and we're going to have a lot of carols, you sit unless instructed, and I will be sitting here, and if you're to stand, I will stand up, you'll see me, so just stand for. Otherwise, we sit for the carols. And we're going to go through 9 readings, right through from Genesis, and it's wonderful, isn't it, to see how the Bible prepares us for the coming of Christ. And it finishes with the Gospel of John, where Jesus is the Word of life. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's what it's all about. It's wonderful. So I won't say any more, but I'll ask David to open us in prayer. Thank you.
Let's unite our hearts in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this carol service. We thank you for the hymns that we're about to sing that tell the story that Anthony has spoken of there, that the word that God became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we pray that as we sing and as we read and as we listen, that you would still our hearts, that you would clear our minds of all that would distract us. And we ask, Lord, that you would speak to us, that you'd open our eyes, that we would see the reality, the historicity of the Christmas story, and also the fact that behind this story there is a message to us of the love of a God that so loved us that he came to this world to live and to die and to rise so that all who believe in him would have everlasting life. We thank you that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we thank you for the promise that as your Word is read and as we sing of the name of Jesus, that you have promised to be with us even here in the power of the Holy Spirit, where 2 or 3 gather. Your presence. So may we sense your presence. Lord, we pray that you would give us hearts that are ready to worship, and we pray that you would open our eyes, that we would see Jesus, and that seeing him, we would worship. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. The fall of man, a reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 9 to 15. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
Thank you. reading from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to 18. God's promise to Abraham. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offsprings all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Oh, yeah. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left her.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 2, verses 6 to 15. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, and that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared, with the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Let's pray. Holy God, you made everything perfect in an unimaginable way and in an incomprehensible time of eternity. You made things wonderfully, and you made things that you may enjoy them with us. And Holy God, we rebelled and we made things wrong. We made war, not peace. We made conflict. We made hatred. We made rebellion. We made pride. We made everything except what you had made. And Holy God, your love continued through the ages, all the way from the beginning, all the way up to the present and for all eternity. And in your love and your grace and your wisdom and your mercy, you sent Jesus in the form of a baby, before that a fetus, before that two cells coming together, one from Holy God, the other from the Virgin Mum. And Jesus, you came proving that you fully understand because you're fully human, but you're fully capable to save us because you are fully God. You lived amongst us, you endured hardship, you endured suffering, and then you endured unimaginable things that we can barely think about, let alone speak of. And in that cross, and at that moment, you took our rebellion, our badness, our sin, everything that was horrible, and you bore it yourself alone in the depths for a time, and then you rose and you ascended into heaven, but not before you'd given us a commission to go and tell all nations of this glory, to go tell them what you've done for us, and to explain to them that nothing is needed on our part other than to stop rebelling and to turn to you and accept you, accept your forgiveness, and ask you to be our Lord, our King. And so help us as we take this good news to all nations. We thank you that even now, in all parts of the world, in easy places and difficult places, in freedom and in persecution, your people are right now praising you to the ends of the earth in glorious song, just like we are here. And one day we will do this for all eternity in heaven, all nations,
in a multitude of languages, to give you glory, and then things will again be wonderfully perfect. Thank you, Saviour. Amen.
Visitors from the East, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the East came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who is to be born of the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you. The baptism of Jesus, Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 and 13 to 17. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan. Then Jesus came to Galilee, to the Jordan, to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descend like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Jesus' Word of Life, John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made.
Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of glory and truth.
Oh,
just close with a short word of prayer, but just as we do close, think for one more moment just about the love of the God who would seek us. I was struck as Tim read that first reading of that picture of man hiding from God. Sin brought a distance. And yet the whole of the story that we've read and we've sang through is the story of the God who was not willing to leave us at a distance, but he came to seek us. He came to save us. And he promises that if we simply believe in him, that we will have our sin forgiven. The distance between man and God will be closed, and we will have everlasting life. How do we get it? Just by praying. Even in the words of the carol, abide with us, Emmanuel. So let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that you are our Father. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus into this world to seek and to save sinners like us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that when we see that we are sinners and when we see that Jesus is the Savior, you are working in our lives. You are seeking us. And we pray that you would enable each one of us tonight not to remain hiding from you. But Lord, as we hear your voice, as we sense your presence, we pray that we would respond with the prayer that we sang in the carol, will come to us, abide with us, Lord, Emmanuel. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit be with us all this Christmas Eve and forevermore. Amen.